time, space moves through you. You are the constant. You are the consciousness. This is profound. Let's take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you to be very still. You can move and scratch a little bit, but generally be still. And I'd like you to feel, sense, really sense right now, this time and space moving through you. You're the constant. Your consciousness is the constant. It's always there. It is always, 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 always in the now moment. Consciousness cannot be out of the now moment. Selfish me, human, it can be out. It can go in the past and the future. But the now moment is consciousness. Consciousness is the now moment. You are the constant. You are that light, that projector light that I talked about. And just if you would, allow yourself to sense going beyond the mind and even what you'd call rational thoughts, and allow yourself to sense that time, space moving through you. Moving through you. Now, time, space is also moving through that music. Music actually is not moving through time, space. Listen for a moment. Listen. Conventional thought is that that music is in space. It has an element of time, a beat, a rhythm, and also a specific number of minutes. Conventional thought would say that that time-space, the music is in time-space. But shift your perspective for a moment. Time-space is actually moving through the music. What is the music? It's a creation of consciousness. It's a creator, conscious creator, putting together a series of, for lack of better words, vibration, but impulses. And right now, the music is not moving. The time-space is. Listen to it from this new perspective. When consciousness is present, the music is activated. Otherwise, there's nothing. But when consciousness is present in the now moment to perceive the music, it is activated. And what you actually hear is the flow of time, space. Your consciousness is aware. Your ears are hearing it, of course. But more than anything else, you've allowed yourself to be open, allowing. Some would say, well, this is a digital recording. No, it's time and space, moving through patterns of creation, causing a resonance that is perceived as music. Take a deep breath and listen. It's almost like a river of time-space flowing. You are a being of consciousness. And that consciousness activates energy. You create because you are consciousness, and the creations activate energies. And the energies call forth this element of time, space, or what I prefer to call ban. And the river starts flowing. The river moves. This river, beautiful river of life now, flows through you. Your heart isn't moving. Oh, that's the perception that it is, but the reality is time, space is moving. You are constant. When I threw the ball in the air, what was really being warped, changed, moving, was time-space. The ball, in a way, in its own time-space, creating its own gravity, perceived by your human eyes that thought the ball was moving, but take a look at it now, feeling, sensing what was really happening. The movement of time-space. Your car really isn't moving when you're driving it. Time-space is moving. Your own time-space, also very intricately related to mass consciousness time-space, but the car is not moving, you're not actually moving. The fabric, this hologram, is moving, and it's serving you. Feel it now. Feel this hologram of life. Ban, time-space, moving through you, through your thoughts, through your body. It's serving you, my friends. When you are still like this, when there's not a lot of physical movement, and a little bit less than normal mental thought, when you're still like this, there's a different rate or dynamic of that movement through you. There's a better flow, you would say. Not necessarily faster or slower, just a different resonant, a different dynamic to it. Time, space moves very differently than when you're late for work. You're panicked, thinking about being late for a meeting, worried what your boss is going to say, worried what it's going to look like to walk into that meeting late, especially knowing you're really not prepared. And you start thinking about all the other times you've got in late. See, now you're in the past and you're in the future. Time-space reacts differently here. When you're in that chaotic state, acts very, very different. It's serving you still. It's not trying to work against you, it's just behaving different, responding differently to your consciousness. And the master understands that they can command Bon, time, space, this hologram. They can command this hologram to serve them. Suddenly, time seems to expand. Suddenly, history starts changing itself. Suddenly, the master is in the now moment. Suddenly, old things are no longer important. Suddenly, the little me human issues are not important anymore. The dramas are not important anymore. The struggle with life, for life, is not so important anymore. Suddenly, the master in the now moment, realizing that time-space is responding to them, the hologram is responding to their consciousness, not their thoughts, but their consciousness. Suddenly, the level of panic and anxiety gets less and less. The resonance, the freedom one has with themselves, and the ability to let this hologram serve them, rather than the other way around. Suddenly, everything changes. Suddenly, they get out of old time and old space. Suddenly, they're in their own. That can coexist with others, that can coexist with mass consciousness, but suddenly they're now operating, you're now operating in your own time-space. By choice, by allowing. Suddenly, all the things that you used to worry about are no longer significant. Suddenly, you're not trapped in a cage. Suddenly, the past and the future really no longer even are important or even exist. Suddenly, the questions go away. Suddenly, the things that you used to worry about are very unimportant. In this space, feeling the I am, allowing this hologram, the bond, to serve you, suddenly you realize I am a creator. Suddenly, all the little me human issues are so unimportant. And you wonder why you've struggled. You wonder why all the battles, you wonder why things so often didn't go your way. And you realized you were trying to be an object moving through time and space. You were subservient to the time-space God. but no more. Now it goes to work for you. In this realization, you actually reassess all the things that you thought were important or not important. You realize that anything is possible. You're in the now moment. You're back in consciousness. It is simple. It is not complicated. It is not linear. It is the I am. Take a deep breath and feel as time, space moves through you. It flows through you. Now, there's one big, big difference. When you realize that Bon moves through you, this hologram is moving for you. When you realize that, gravity changes. That's kind of the bottom line. Gravity changes. In the old scenario of you being the object moving through time and space, gravity was very rough. Gravity was deep and thick, hard to get out of. It held you in. But the variable of gravity changes when one realizes that they are the constant and time-space moves through them. The element of gravity that used to confine you in your thoughts, in your body, in your dreams and aspirations, in everything, the gravity that made the body old, the gravity that kept you on incarnational cycle suddenly changes. The G-force is different. When one allows or realizes time-space is there to serve them, the effects of gravity, of attraction, of holding things into reality suddenly change. And that's where we're going to pick this up in our next gathering. Take a good deep breath, and I'm going to ask you now to really feel in this next month how time-space is there serving you. Feel how it is flowing through you. Stop every once in a while. Sit down. We're not talking about meditation here. We're talking about feeling the flow, sensing it. You may feel it literally in your physical body. It may just be a different type of sensation. But feel how it flows. Feel the difference between how you've been trying to work your way through the time-space continuum, battling your way through, struggling, tiring yourself out, and now it all changes.